Red's Review for Club Marine, Australia's leading provider of boat insurance.
It's time for Red's Review for Club Marine. Now, Redmond, during the week, you actually went out on a bit of a test drive with Andrew Stephen from Melbourne Marine, and an older man was in search of a new rig. And it got us talking around just how important it is, if you're going to spend the money on a new boat, how important it is to actually go out and spend time in the model that you're going to be looking at purchasing, and whether in fact it actually is right for you and the style of fishing that you're going to do.
Yeah, you nailed on the head. It was actually a gentleman that was a fair bit older, and his son, who was probably a bit older than myself, so maybe around the 35, 40, and the gentleman was they fish out of Lake's Entrance, chasing swordfish, bottom fishing, snapper fishing, all sorts of fishing. Now, they wanted a boat that suited and catered them as well as the old man. So what I mean by that is they didn't want a boat that had a massive, extremely sharp dead rise. And what I mean by that, with the entry into the water, that's a deep V hull where it tends to rock and roll and end up on drifting side on. And that's
so this is the dead rise. We're talking about the front of the boat. So when the boat, the fiberglass hits the water, just how sharp that angle is. The sharper it is, generally, the more performance oriented. But what it does mean is it can be rocky at rest.
Very rocky at rest. And the reason for it is when you're drifting for swords and they're drifting for sharks and drifting for their snapper and doing the likes, what they want the boat to do is they want to have their steering wheel basically straight, and they want to be able to drift with the nose and the arse of the boat going up and down rather than the side going side to side. And a lot of deep V hulls don't do that. So they come out in your 750 North Bank. Pinched that off the harbour. Andrew asked me a few weeks ago if we could take that for a spin. I met him over at Sorrento. And also a key factor to it, I rang Andrew. I said, look, I rang him on the weekend. I said, the weather's looking horrific for Monday. You got 30 knot winds. It's going to be horrible out there. Ask them if they want to go. Doesn't worry me. I'm happy to punch across. It's easy. But do they want to go? And they said, well, that's why we want to test drive the boat on the day. We don't want to go out into glass calm conditions, because that's every boat performs great in glass calm conditions. So they wanted to go in a little bit of slop. They wanted to do a bit of their work out there. He drove the boat. He put it side on. He wanted to use with the Lake's Entrance. They want twin engines. So if they're traveling for the swordfish 90 kilometers, he wanted to use it on one engine too. So turn one engine off, trim it out, and drive on one. So make sure it had enough power to get him back, and it drove safely to get him back, which it did.
How'd it go? Because we actually haven't ever done that.
I've definitely did it one of the first times to make sure. Twin engines. Yeah, it was. I think we got up to about 18 kilometers an hour, which well and truly gets you back easy, not an issue. The fella driving, and he wasn't going too hard on it at all. It was revving a fair bit, but he wasn't going full steam on it. You wouldn't want to go full steam on it, too much work. But it went really, really well. It catered for everything they needed. In the end, they actually put a deposit down as soon as we got off the water, which was terrific. So they're another 750 North Bank owner, which is amazing, even though it's about 16 years to get a boat. But
are we taking that sale? Are we sending an invoice for commission, or what's the protocol there?
That's a soft spot at the moment. I shouldn't have told you we sold it, because I wanted the whole lot. But no, it's you just got to buy a boat for what you need, and that's what these – they've been test driving multiple boats, different size hulls, different dead risers, different everything to cater for them. They've actually got a boat now that's 28 foot, and it's just too big for them. They just didn't want to use that. They've had to upgrade their car. They've got it. So they want to come back. They wanted to stick to glass. They didn't want to go to the aluminium side of things. And this is a boat that catered for them. It's an all-round boat in the North Bank. Like we've always said, it's not going to be the first one to the shelf in milliseconds, but won't be far behind it and every other boat. But as a performance boat fishing out of, you got to remember, with your traveling, you're only traveling for a period of time, where when you're fishing, you're fishing majority of the time. So that's what I've catered for. I used to be all about getting there in a hurry, going fast, but now it's about trying to cater for everything. And if you change one thing in a boat, it's going to wreck something else in another. You're going to lose something in another factor. So you need to cater for it. And that's why you and I both love these boats, whether it's my little boat or your 750, but it is up to what you want to see in a boat and how you want it to perform. And that will literally, you need to go out and test run it. You need to jump on the boat and test run it. That's the key to it.
Beautiful work, Redmond. That is Red's Review for Club Marine.
That was Red's Review for Club Marine, Insure your boat or jet ski with Club Marine, Australia's leading provider of boat insurance. Check the PDS to see if this insurance is right for you.